You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app. Allow push notifications and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Sanyon. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we've been on the show here really sharing some amazing and important information with you over the last few weeks. And today is not an exception. Today is absolutely adding on to that value to you out there as the listeners. I mentioned it just before the break that on October 9th and 10th, there's going to be a very powerful leadership summit that is going to be taking place on St. Martin. And that's going to be virtual, of course, and that's by the Victorious Living Foundation. And this is their eighth year that they're doing this amazing and powerful leadership summit. As you would know, it's LeaderCast from out of the USA, Atlanta, Georgia. And this year, that took place on May 8th, and there were powerful speakers such as Andy Stanley, Dr. Henry Cloud, also we had Magic Johnson, and many more. And because it was so successful, Victorious Living Foundation, for persons who missed it the first time, decided to have a rebroadcast on Friday, October 9th. And on the second day, Saturday, October 10th, would be the second day, and that would be the third annual Leadership Summit. One of the guests I have on the show today is someone I have really great respect for. He's been on my show before, about roughly a year ago, if I'm not mistaken. This gentleman, I had the pleasure, both myself and my wife, of meeting him over at one of the local churches, head by Pastor Olanda Wilson. I'm talking about UN Peace Ambassador and Prophet, His Excellency Dr. Andre Thomas, live from out of Barbados. And he is going to be one of the guest speakers at the Leadership Summit on October 10th. And he's here today on the show as he helps us to understand the times we're in. And this is all, of course, dealing too with positive disruption, which is part of the Leadership Summit, the theme for this year. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome His Excellency Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas to Love and Inspiration. How are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Good afternoon, St. Martin. Good afternoon to all the listeners across the world. Your show is amazing. It has grown so much, and it's a pleasure to be with you, Brother Roy Cotton. You and your wife are an amazing couple and are agents of change to this generation. So it's a joy to be with you and to participate on this forum with you.
Thank you so much, sir. I do appreciate that very, very much, and a pleasure to have you back on the show this afternoon. And everyone who's listening here on beautiful St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean and around the world are going to actually hear what you have to share today. And we're also live on Facebook, so persons could also get this interview live on Facebook Live right now. You go on to Roy Cotton Jr. and you should be able to for the live broadcast right now on there. So I'm speaking today with His Excellency, UN Peace Ambassador, Dr. Andre Thomas, and he's also a prophet. He is a strategic thinker and visionary leader with a life purpose of taking people from bondage to greatness. He's a gifted prophet, bishop, executive coach, political consultant, author, and entrepreneur. He uses his diverse gifts to serve people through the organizations he has founded. His colleges have trained an excess of 2,000 students in the Caribbean and Canada in theology, leadership studies, and counseling. He's married to his soulmate, Nina Thomas, and they do have two beautiful daughters, who is also a partner in his ventures to serve humanity with solutions. And as I mentioned before, the Honorable His Excellency Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas, who's on St. Martin before, as a guest speaker, and both myself and my lovely wife were at the service that time, and were very much so blessed by his prophetic teaching and the words that he shared to the congregation over at the beautiful church of Pastor Orlando Wilson. And it's really a pleasure to have him on today. As I mentioned, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the speakers at the Leadership Summit from Victoria Slim Foundation that is going to be taking place virtually on October 10th. That's Saturday, October 10th, 2020. And I'll just to give you an idea of really some of the amazing organizations that Dr. Thomas has founded. We're looking at the Ideas and Solutions Group, Divine Visitation Assemblies. We've also got FAWN, and that's Fresh Anointing and Wisdom Network. And we've also got the Caribbean Israel Leadership Coalition, and we have Caribbean Israel Ventures. Sir, you've been quite busy.
Yes, I have. I am really focused on making sure I leave the earth empty, that everything heaven has put on me, it's my responsibility to leave it on the earth. So that's my focus. That's one of the philosophies of my life.
Fantastic. To leave earth. Fantastic. And that's what we actually should be thinking about, because when you think about it, some of us really don't know what our purpose is. And before you know it, as I remember being at one of those, you know, homegoing services, the pastor was speaking about when someone is born, you have that year, and then you have that dash, and then after that dash is the year that they depart from this life. And sometimes persons don't really fulfill their life's purpose during that dash. What can you say about that, Bishop?
Absolutely. I really believe it's because people have not been activated. Now, the human spirit is activated by knowledge. Information is a trigger in the spirit realm. It's also a trigger in the natural realm. In fact, the power that information has in the natural realm mirrors the power that information has in the spirit realm. In fact, in the spirit realm, it has even more power. And what happens is those people have not received the necessary information or knowledge to activate them into the things that they were born to do. And that's what has happened. And it's why the word says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Or you could say this way, my people perish because information or knowledge has not activated them. So we are creatures that are triggered, expanded, propelled, moved, and optimized by knowledge. And when we don't have the adequate knowledge, our development becomes arrested. And we are like an egg that has never hatched.
That is so powerful. Wow. And you know, as you say that, His Excellency, there are many persons who really don't actually recognize that they're in that space of where they are not obtaining that knowledge, or not even self looking for gaining that knowledge, because of how society has conditioned him or her to just receive rather than produce, or rather than to think and even connect with the Most High, who has created us in His likeness to be able to carry out our purpose in this world.
It's very true. Now, a lot of people do not understand certain fundamental concepts. The law of concept states that if the concept of what you are pursuing is not accurate, the steps you take to pursue your pursuit will be wrong. A lot of people pursue life but do not understand the concepts of life. Now, let me share something with you. If you look at the way God made the first man, He made the first man. The Bible says that in Genesis chapter 2, that God looked at the earth and saw that there was no one to till the ground. So He looked at the ground And so there was no one to till the ground. Now, what did God do? When God made Adam, God spoke to him and said, I want you to cultivate the garden and I want you to guard the garden. So God put two gifts in man. He put in man the ability to do what? Till the ground. Because God looked at the earth and said, there's no man to till the ground. And then God put ability to guard the garden because there was an enemy called Lucifer who would be on the prowl. So he told him to guard the garden, which he did not do well. Now, what's the principle about that? The principle is this. The first man was created to solve a problem on the earth. Because when God looked at the earth, there was a problem. There was no one to till the ground. There was no one to guard the garden. So God put in that man not the ability to create a choir, because that was not the problem. Okay, not the ability to produce television screens, because that was not the problem. But the problem on the earth at the moment was somebody to till the ground and somebody to guard the garden. And he was given the abilities to do that. So the concept is every person that God creates is created to solve a problem on the earth. Every person God creates. You know, I had an encounter with the Lord that really speaks to the theme of positive disruption. And in this encounter with the Lord, he spoke this to me. He said, the problems of a generation will never be greater than the ideas and solutions within people born into that generation. Otherwise, I've set up the generation to fail. So what he's saying, in every generation, people are born with ideas and solutions to deal with, overcome the problems and challenges in that generation. Otherwise, we're set up to fail. Even in the COVID era. So on the inside of people are ideas and solutions to solve challenges in the COVID era.
You know, as I'm listening to you very carefully, Bishop Thomas, and you said such really important words, thinking about it today, not many persons are recognizing how God created them to bring solutions. But in a time like this with COVID-19 and many other challenges, persons are so easily swayed here and there and are not aware of the power that they have and the solutions that they were created to bring, and even self within our government apparatus. What can you say about that, sir?
Absolutely. Now, there, if you are in government or you know that you are born to be in government, then you're a governmental visionary. Now, what is government? It deals with the governance of the internal and external affairs of a nation. Now, one of the key things required in governance right now is innovation. What is innovation? Innovation is thinking outside of the box of history to find new solutions to outstanding problems. So innovation is thinking outside the box of history. I mean, so right now there was a financial template for St. Martin, and now this template, because of COVID-19, has been shattered. Now you can either be a victim of a shattered template, or you can innovate. You can think outside of the box of the template that you had, realizing that you're made in the image of God, and you can think outside of that box, and you can form new alliances. You can go into other areas. So let me give an example. Let's just talk practically. The Dominican Republic definitely has a major tourist economy. However, in the last few years, they went major into agriculture. And during the COVID era, the agricultural sector has held up. In fact, the agricultural sector has grown, and the agricultural sector is now producing billions of dollars into that particular nation. So that's one area. Now, you also have, so they're mining the resources on their land. Now, there are other nations that I know who are forming new alliances with nations, new trade alliances to bring new markets. So our governmental leaders right now, they need to innovate, think outside of the box of history.
It is required, and I'm with you 500%. And I want to just home in onto this, Ambassador. As you stated, this is what is required at this point in time. You gave an example of the Dominican Republic. Let's home into where we are now. And this shows live on beautiful St. Martin, and you are located on Barbados. Right now, for instance, St. Martin is in a situation during COVID, and we came out of Hurricane Irma 3 years ago, this September that we're in now, and our government has an opportunity to move this country forward in terms of looking at innovative ways than the usual traditional way of our pillar industry that we have, which is tourism. And they have an opportunity to look at different ways on where they can take the country financially than rather having the country go into a place where there might not be any return. So why I'm asking you this is because I know you speak to nations as a political consultant, and you spoke about what God created us to be able to do. And the time that we're in, even though it's COVID-19, is not the end of the world. Considering the fact that all of those things are the dynamics happening, I'm asking myself the question, and I'd like to ask you this: what can and what should be our government doing at this point in time? Because I listen to the news and it seems as if our government on the southern side of the island thinks that the only solution is going to the Netherlands for financial support. But it's an international market, and God has given us the ability to create wealth, and he has given us the ability to negotiate. Talk to us, sir, so that we can actually help the wonderful folks of the island to understand, and our government apparatus who's listening to the show at this point in time.
Okay, that's a very good question. Okay, whenever you go begging, you lose authority. Because here is what you got to understand. Henry Kissinger, who is a very strategic Secretary of State, made a statement. He said, strategy is what secures the future of nations. Now, strategy. So you need to understand that Netherlands has its strategic interest. St. Martin also has its strategic interest. So the first thing I want you to understand is that every well-run country puts its strategic interest first. Sometimes you have nations, leaders of the nations, who have not discerned what is the strategic interest of the nation. But I can tell you this, that definitely Netherlands has. And what Netherlands does would be in the interest of Netherlands. And that's the way it should be, and not in the interest of St. Martin, because Netherlands is first. That's the first thing you got to understand. So the people who are negotiating on behalf of St. Martin have got to first of all define what is in the strategic interest of the nation. Okay, that's number one. Number two is this: you've got to define what are the options a nation has. Number one, every nation has options. Now, what is a nation? Let's define what a nation is. Nations, the best way I can explain it, is nations are really like big companies. That's for the layman to understand. Because nations, every nation has products that it trades with other nations. And it trades those products with other nations, and it also solves problems in the earth. So every nation solves problems, and every nation does what? Creates products and services that add value to humanity. And if your nation's products and your nation's goods and services are not required or are not in demand, like right now they're not in demand because of COVID, because your primary product is tourism. But here's the thing. There are other problems in the earth that a nation like St. Martin can meet. Example, their nations, there are banking problems that a nation can meet and really focus on providing solutions in an area of offshore banking, a particular niche area of offshore banking. There are manufacturing solutions that nations need. There are certain drug companies that are no longer going to go and manufacture in China. So there are manufacturing opportunities that are going to open up in the world right now. Now, example, the Dominican Republic has now begun to take some of the work from China. So what I'm saying is, right now in the earth, at the present time, because whenever there's a disruption, there are new opportunities. Now, nations are simply, in this aspect, like big companies. So their CEOs, their leaders, need to look for new markets and look for new opportunities. St. Martin is a beautiful place. People love to come to St. Martin. And you got to think sometimes outside of the box of just a tourism product and look and see what other things can be utilized, utilizing the beauty of your location. Example, there are other places that could bring in students. I have medical tourism. There are different types. Like example, I just met a gentleman who wanted to invest in medical tourism. So they're all different areas that are there. But your nation needs to think, the leaders of the nation need to think like by a CEO of a company because they need to create business and markets for the nation. That's important.
Bishop Thomas, I really appreciate what you shared. As the listeners are tuning in here to Love and Inspiration, you know, you've actually hit the nail on the head, sir, because that is so very important for us to understand. And I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to this radio show right now is saying this is what we needed to hear for the longest while, rather than all of the here and there, back and forth, and not just taking a stand and recognizing the power that you have as leaders of a country and the people that are looking to you to lead that nation forward. And you said it quite rightly, Ambassador, operating as a CEO, standing in your authority in a time like this, in the middle of COVID, this is not the end. This is such a strategic and important time, sir, as you stated, where the island of St. Martin, both North and South, can combine powers after all the years that we have through a Treaty of Concordia and stand for what we stand for and strategically take this country forward to where God has intended it to be in the first place and unite with the Caribbean as a united Caribbean nation. And that's really what I'm thinking about. But a very important point, sir, that I want to just bring forward, and I know you can home into this because you are a bishop, a prophet, you stand on God's word. And one of the things that I know that God says in his word is about humility, being humble. So I'm just thinking in my mind that if you have leaders who are in a position that, well, I would believe understand where they need to take a country forward at this point in time, one of the most important ingredients would be being able to be humble, I believe, to listen to wise counsel. Talk to us a little bit about how important that is, sir.
Humility is key and reflection is key. So I'm going to give an example. I'm going to give you a great example. Lee Kuan Yew of Singapore. So you had Singapore, and when he came into power, now one of the great revenue earners to Singapore were the American military bases. So whenever you have an American military base on your in your country, there's a lot of business just generated from having the base. And then he went and formed an alliance with Malaysia, and which was a bigger, stronger country. And what happened is the base left and the alliance broke down. And when the alliance broke down and the base left, the nation had nothing. It had no base, no alliance with Malaysia. And it's like the nation would just die because it would not be able to generate enough business for its sustenance without being a dependent nation. Because remember, there are three kinds of nations. There are dependent nations, there are independent nations, and there are interdependent nations. Okay, so, and he knew that his nation would become a dependent nation, dependent on the generosity of other nations. And what he did, he took some time off and he looked at the history of Singapore. They met and they canceled and he took a humble position. And in that time, he recognized that the only thing that Singapore had was its geographical location and that traditionally it had been a transshipment point. So he decided that what we're going to do, turn Singapore into a transshipment point for Southeast Asia. And we are going to make it that way, and we are going to create all the rules and regulations to draw shipping companies to use us as a transshipment point. And that worked. And then he said, we also then go to move from that as well and turn it into a manufacturing hub for people, for businesses that want to distribute to Southeast Asia. That gave rise to the great Singapore today. So out of a crisis, humility, reflection, and counsel gave birth to a new direction. Because I want to tell you, there is no problem in St. Martin that is greater than the ideas and solutions within people that are in your nation. But if you take time to listen, to be able to discern that. And that's the same for every nation on the earth. But you've got to mind, you've got to reflect and see. Because what he did, he positioned himself to fix a need that was in the world. There are needs in the world that St. Martin can meet. That's how you create nations, how you create economically independent nations, by meeting needs is how you do it.
Powerful. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening live here to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., broadcasting live from out of PJD3 102.7 on beautiful St. Martin. And also remind you that the show can be heard on voiceofthecaribbean.net and on Bashani Radio from out of New York, syndicated out to all the major cities in the US and as far as India and Dubai, going out to over 2 million listeners. My guest today on the show is UN Peace Ambassador and Prophet, His Excellency Dr. Andre Thomas, who's located live here on Barbados. and he is one of the speakers at the 3rd Annual Victorious Living Foundation Leadership Summit, which will be taking place on October 10th, 2020. You can register right now as we're speaking on www.victoriousliving.com. Go on to where you would see sign up for the Leadership Summit, and Dr. Andre Thomas, His Excellency, will be one of the speakers on that Saturday live virtual around the world. Sir, if I may ask you, and this is so very important as we talk about positive disruption, and I just want to pick this up, one of the very important aspects. So let's just break this down for the listeners around the world to understand the time that we're in, because that's why you're on the show right now, because we need to understand this in whatever sphere we're operating in, whether it's in our household, whether it's in a company, whether it's within our family, whether it's in government, you name it, that we are in the era of Cyrus. Talk to us a little bit about what is the era of Cyrus, and let us just look also too at what is stated here as a highlight from Dr. Nuttall, which is unprecedented times require governments to take unprecedented actions, resulting in unprecedented circumstances for now and in the future. Let's put that all together in terms of acting in positive disruption right now in the disruption that is taking place around the world in our Caribbean nations.
Okay, well, good question. Now, let's talk about, first I'm going to refer to is the era of Cyrus. Then I'm going to speak about the positive disruption. Now, Cyrus was a Persian ruler. Cyrus was not from Israel. He was a Persian ruler, and Daniel served in his administration. So Cyrus was not what you call a man of God. He was a Persian ruler, but God raised him up, and Cyrus led an empire. And Cyrus utilized the power of his throne to cause a prophecy that Jeremiah gave, and he turned that prophecy into governmental policy. So Cyrus leaders are leaders who are not necessarily from the church. They actually have a heart and are motivated by God to cause, to take the agenda of God, an agenda for the people of God, and turn it into policy. So what did Cyrus do? Cyrus gave a decree that the temple should be rebuilt and the Jews should return to Israel, which set in place Israel that Jesus Christ was born into. So if Cyrus had not made that decree, if the people had not returned, the temple that Jesus operated in would not have been there. So he turned prophecy to policy. So that's Cyrus' era. Now, the positive disruption deals with the fact that you have a Cyrus era, and then you have a time when there's a famine on the earth. So right now we're in an economic famine that's caused by COVID-19. Now, during an economic famine, we see that the Bible says that Isaac sowed in the land of famine, and the Lord gave him what? Hundredfold increase. Well, the secret to Isaac sowing was irrigation, because Isaac in Israel is known as the father of irrigation. Isaac got some divine idea to pioneer irrigation from the wells of his father, which he used to feed his cattle. So during times of famine, innovators are the ones that win. Now, what we have right now, we have in this space of time, we have Cyruses who in themselves are positive disruptors, because they take prophetic promise and they make it prophecy. So, example, Donald Trump has just done a Cyrus move. He has chosen a charismatic evangelical judge and said he's going to make her Supreme Court judge. And because of her age, she's going to be on it for a very long time. That's a Cyrus move. Okay, that's a move to protect the agenda of God. That's a Cyrus move. That in itself is disruptive, because it disrupts a lot of agendas. So you have a disruption caused by the Cyrus, who's disruptive by nature, and then you cause the then you have a disruption that's caused by the economic catastrophe that's happening in the earth today, which calls for innovative leadership. And those two things combine. And you've got to know as a person how to navigate.
You've got to know as a person how to navigate in a time like this. I'm taking away so much from you, Ambassador Dr. Andre Thomas, and I'm pretty sure everyone who's listening to the show right now, including Mr. Greg Arundel, who's listening live in the Netherlands, and he also sends his greetings to you. I have,
From Greg.
I have a question for you, sir, and this is coming in from one of the listeners. And of course, listeners, right now, if you have a question for His Excellency, the UN Peace Ambassador, Dr. Andre Thomas, who's one of the speakers at the Victorious Living Foundation Leadership Summit Summit on October 10th, you may send that message, that question right away over to the WhatsApp number 1-721-522-2084. Sir, I have a question from one of the listeners, and this question to you is as follows. Wanting to know, what economic path should St. Martin pursue, sir?
Now, that is not something I can answer, but I can actually give some advice. Now, how do countries create economic dignity for its citizens? Okay, number one, they've got to study the nature of their people. So what's the nature of the people in St. Martin? What's the nature of its geography? What's its location? So they've got to look at all of that to understand what are the ingredients that make up St. Martin. What are the resources in our people? What are the resources in our land? And what are the resources in our seas? Because great leaders mine human resources, land resources, and also resources in the sea. So that's number one. Number two, they've also got to look at what are the problems in the earth today that fit the nature of the people of St. Martin, that fit the skill set of people within St. Martin. What are the types of problems that the people of St. Martin can meet? What are they gifted to do? What within the culture would be aligned with the culture? And so they've got to look at that. Because right now, there are tremendous opportunities in the world right now because markets are changing. Markets are changing. There's going to be a flow from the south back to the west. There's going to be business flowing out of China to Bangladesh, flowing out of China to the Dominican Republic, flowing out of China. And business can flow out of China to the Caribbean if the Caribbean creates an environment for the business to come. It's business. Number four, there's a lot of undeployed capital globally. I know that because of what I do. There's a lot of undeployed capital. How do you create the systems to draw that capital to your nation in a way that benefits you and benefits the individual? How do you create win-win scenarios? These are the types of things to think about. How do you do that? These are very, very important issues. And if you do that, you would find answers. But what tends to happen, people don't take innovation when it comes to political leadership. They tend to go with what used to work. But in a time of famine, in a time of disruption, if you do that, you'll sink and you become a dependent nation or become a beggar nation or become a poor nation that can be moved off the chessboard and your sovereignty can be swallowed up.
Wow, that is powerful. Wow, that is powerful, Ambassador. This is such a timely conversation that we're having, and I cannot wait actually for the Leadership Summit on October 9th and 10th. So I just want to ask you, sir, as we're coming to the end, even if we could speak for 2 or 3 hours, because you've got so much that you are able to share with the nation out there, not only for St. Martin where we're broadcasting live, but for many nations around the world that is plugged into Love and Inspiration. I just want to ask you, sir, what would you be focusing on as one of the speakers on October 10th at the Leadership Summit from Victorious Living Foundation?
Okay, I will be focusing on the pillars of innovation, innovative leadership that is required. Now, there are different types of leadership. There's strategic leadership, there's operational leadership, there's tactical leadership, there's crisis leadership, to the different types of leadership that are required for different scenarios. In the scenario that we live in right now, it calls for innovative leadership. So I'm going to be talking about innovation in leadership, thinking outside the box of history and finding new solutions to the current problems, because the old solutions are no longer valid. They have expired. Because there's certain times ideas expire and new ideas need to be birthed. And this is an era for it.
That is really amazing and really powerful and on time. And that's going to be taking place on October 10th. I cannot wait, sir, to hear what you will be speaking about as your topic on that very important day, October 10th, 2020. And as we come to the end, sir, of speaking with you here live out of Barbados, where you are located, is there any closing remarks that you do want to leave with everyone that is listening? In particular, there's also young people that listens to this this program, and I'm sure they're going to be young persons who are going to be attending the Virtual Leadership Summit. What can you say to those young persons, and in general, what can you say to the listening public of Love and Inspiration, including our political leaders, sir?
Okay. During times of crisis, it's very important to, first of all, define what is your strategic interest. Otherwise, you could sell your future for some lentil soup. And what exactly do I mean? Issa came very, very tired. I mean, from hunting. And in fact, the Bible says something about Esau. He says, Esau I hated and Jacob I loved. But there's a reason why. So Esau was the eldest son and he had the birthright, which meant that by the Israeli rules, the birthright and the leadership of the family should go to him. So he came and he saw his brother cooking some lentil soup. And he said, brother, I want my lentil soup. I want some lentil soup. And his brother, who was not a farmer, who was not a hunter, said, if I should give you a lentil soup, I want your birthright. That means I want your future. Now, Esau was not benefiting from the birthright now, but the birthright was the great inheritance that he had for his future. And Jacob knew the importance of his birthright. And Jacob said, I want your birthright. And Esau said, what use is the birthright now? I'm hungry. We need money in this country. I'm hungry. I'm tired. I'm hungry. I need to eat. I need a job. And what did Esau do? Esau sold his birthright. So there are people who are Esau people, which means they sell their future for temporal alleviation of pain. They sell their future for temporal alleviation of pain. And Jacob people buy the future and sacrifice and feel pain in the present to buy the future. So I'm going to encourage you today, do not be like Esau, but be a Jacob and understand your future. Understand and define a strategic future for yourself. Understand what is in your strategic interest. Esau did not know his strategic interest. He sold his strategic interest and Jacob bought it. Listen, there are Jacob nations and Esau nations. There are Jacob leaders and Esau leaders. There are Jacob families and Esau families. There are Jacob young people and Esau young people. And Esau people always sell their future for temporal relief and then cry later that they were deceived. Whilst Jacob people buy the future and in the future become kings. These are my last words for you.
I appreciate it, sir. And I'm sure that is echoed through the nations that are tuning into Love and Inspiration here. Roy Cotton Jr. on 102.7 FM, voiceofthecaribbean.net, and also on Bashani Radio out of New York, out to the many nations that listen to this radio show. It has been a pleasure, sir, having you on the show. And I cannot wait for October 9th and 10th, 2020, for Victoria Slim Foundation Leadership Summit. It's going to be virtual. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go on right now and start to register on www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, or you can telephone number 1-7215-248731. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been speaking with His Excellency, the UN Peace Ambassador and Prophet, Dr. Andre Thomas, and he's going to be one of the speakers on October 10th, that's a Saturday, among many of the other local and regional and international speakers on that day, day two. Sir, it's been a pleasure. And before you go, you are receiving greetings from Pastor Orlando Wilson, who's tuned into the show right now. And also, once again, greetings and much appreciation from Greg Arundel in the Netherlands, and also from Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation. And the many messages I'm receiving to you, sir, is that many of the listeners are thankful for you being on the show today, and do look forward to hearing you among the other speakers on October 10th at the 3rd Annual Victoria Slim Foundation Leadership Summit. I want to thank you, sir, and God bless you, sir, for being on the show and your family.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being on your show. And just continue doing the great work with your wife and your agents of change. And it's great to see that.
Thank you so much, sir. It's a pleasure. And I wish you all the best today. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a lovely day further until we connect very, very soon, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So rumor has it that there's a happening leadership conference taking place on the beautiful island of Saint Martin on October the 9th and 10th. And I've been to your beautiful island and it is definitely a go-to destination. My name is Sheba Forbes and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing event on your island. I'm ready to move forward to a more exciting new chapter in my life. How about you? Join me on October 10th as we focus on how you can positively disrupt your status quo. It's easier than you realize and you are in complete control. That's right, you. See, who you are matters, but it's possible that you've never actually considered your power or your potential. And that's just crazy, right? So you already have everything you need to live the life you want. And now it's time to turn up the volume on your brilliant, excellent personality because you were designed to thrive, not just survive. So join us at the upcoming Victorious Living Conference and understand the invisible influence of your personality, your values, and your dreams. It's time to live the life you deserve. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
You want prizes? We've got free prizes. You want cash? We've got lots of cash. Simply download Bashani Radio app, allow push notifications, and listen for your chance to win loads of cash. Please don't tell our CEO it's his money we're giving away. We won't tell if you won't tell. Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store.